Here's a check on stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio. In a story from the Berkshire Eagle, a Lanesboro woman has been sentenced to jail after admitting to embezzling nearly $50,000 from a pair of county agencies. Elizabeth Hacks, 48, appeared in Berkshire Superior Court before Judge John Agostini, pleaded guilty to two counts of larceny over $1,200. She was sentenced to 2 years in jail, one of which will be served directly with the remaining time suspended during a two-year period of probation. She managed federal grant money for job creation programs at Berkshire Works between May of 2016 and August of 2017 and used about $21,000 of that money for personal expenses, according to a release from the Berkshire District Attorney's Office. Then, between October 2017 and October 2018, she embezzled another $26,000 from the Austin Riggs Center. Prosecutors asked Agostini to consider an 18-month jail sentence followed by 2 years of probation. The Region 1 Board of Education has a personnel subcommittee meeting that at 9 o'clock at the Central Office Conference Room. The Pine Plains Library Friends meeting is scheduled to be held at 12 noon. The Sharon Board of Selectmen will be meeting at 3 o'clock at Sharon Town Hall. In Cornwall, the West Cornwall Wastewater Committee meets day at Town Hall at 5 p.m. 7 p.m., Planning and Zoning Commission meeting in the library, and at 7:30, the Housatonic River Commission at Cornwall Consolidated School. The Millerton Budget meeting will be held at 6 p.m. In Kent, the Board of Selectmen have their regular meeting coming up at 6:30. On Wednesday, the Region 1 Board of Education has a budget subcommittee meeting at 10 o'clock at the Central Office Conference Room. A potluck lunch will be held for seniors Wednesday at noon at the Community Room. The guest speaker will be Grief Counselor Claudia Cohen. The Community Room is located in the Pine Plains Free Library on South Main Street. A chocolate festival taking place February 12th from 3:30 till 5:30 at Kent Center School. Tickets are $5 at the door, exchanged for a plate, which can be filled with chocolate goodies prepared by local bakers. All proceeds go towards scholarships for the post-secondary education at Kent School graduates. For information, 860-927-3497. In Amenia, the Planning Board has a meeting coming up on Wednesday in the second floor conference room at 7 p.m. Town of Sheffield Planning Board meets Wednesday at 7 o'clock in the first floor meeting room. The Town of Northeast Planning Board has their meeting set for Wednesday at 7:30. Board of Finance in North Canaan has a meeting set for Wednesday at 7:30. Sharon Planning and Zoning Commission meeting Thursday at 5:30 at Town Hall. Northwest Connecticut Arts Council has an Arts Night Out fundraiser at Great Falls Brewing Company in North Canaan. That is Thursday at 6 p.m. The ABC Committee has a special meeting coming up on the 13th at 7 p.m. at the Central Office. In Sharon, the Sewer and Water Commission has a meeting coming up on Thursday at 7 p.m. Town of Northeast has a public hearing on the town sign law. That is February 13th at 7 till 9 p.m. at the Northeast Millerton Library Annex. Kent Selectmen has scheduled a town budget workshop. One is coming up at Kent Town Hall on the 14th at 9 a.m., also the 18th at 9 a.m. and February 24th at 9 a.m. Most of the sessions will be devoted to meeting with town department heads reviewing budget requests. Sharon Audubon Center is taking part in the Great Backyard Bird Count. Audubon staff will be available during regular business hours Friday through Sunday to help visitors identify and count species of the bird feeder and submit for a count. Questions or more information, contact Sharon Audubon at 860-364-0520. Sue Morse, the founder and science director of Keeping Track, returns to our region following her Mountain Lion Talk last year for a presentation about wolves, coyotes, and foxes. This free talk is set for Friday, 7 till 9 p.m. at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. On Saturday in Cornwall, Breakfast for a Cause is being held at the UCC Parish House. It benefits the Torrington Soup Kitchen. Seating's at 8:30, 9:30, and then 10:30. Meanwhile, Sunday brunch at the Interlaken on Sunday will host a brunch benefiting the Jade Lloyd Fund from 11 till 1. They'll be serving up omelets, waffles, quiche, and all sorts of other culinary delights. The cost for adults, $19.95. Children 10 and under, $10. Children under 4 are free. Reservations are recommended at 860-435-9878. Of course, this Sunday brunch benefits, once again, the Jane Lloyd Fund. Also coming up on Sunday, it's the Daytona 500 Chili Cook-Off, the American Legion Post 178 in Millerton, New York, beginning at 12 noon. Chili entrants get free admission. There's cash prizes, raffles, and dessert auction. Your admission includes beverages and limited beer, $5 for children under 10. If you don't like chili, don't worry about it. They've got hot dogs and baked potatoes also. The winners will be announced at 2 p.m. You're invited to stay and watch the Daytona 500, or just head home to your cozy sofa. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average wound up the day yesterday at 29,276.82, up 174.31. NASDAQ starts off today at 96.28.39, and the S&P 500, 33.52.09. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.